Psalm 137, Preface. The true church of God is at all times like a widow afflicted and distressed, and accounted a stranger in this ungrateful and wicked world, but more especially is it prophesied in the Scriptures that in the latter days, before the end of the world, there shall be great tribulation with great offenses and seductive delusions as never had been from the beginning. Scoffers were to come, walking after their own lusts, and people would again live as before the flood. Comparing these descriptions with the condition of mankind at this day, we must be impressed with the truth of these prophecies. Scoffers go up and down the land, as in the days of Noah, so is all flesh corrupting its ways, and it seems the long-suffering of God must soon come to an end. Yet God is upholding His church, and is granting the true preaching of the gospel at many places. Fitly do we appropriate the words of Jeremiah, saying, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." Daily should we offer up fervent prayer, beseeching God to uphold the church in these latter days, to restrain His enemies who would overthrow it, and to preserve unto us His true word and worship unto the end. A prayer of the afflicted church is contained in the 137th Psalm. Lamentation of the Jews in Captivity. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that takes and dashes thy little ones against the stones. Summary. This is a song of lamentation sung by the captive Jews when they remembered Jerusalem with the temple and its beautiful worship, that holy city which was then a pile of ruins. And to increase their anguish of mind, the Jews were taunted by their oppressors, and also their cousins, the Edomites, rejoiced over the destruction of Judah. But they were not to do it with impunity, for as they had done to Israel, so was it done to them in a twofold measure. Merciless conquerors put the people of Babylon to the sword and destroyed their very infants, so that the Chaldeans and the Edomites ceased to be a people, as it is at this day. But the house of Jacob returned out of captivity, Jerusalem was rebuilt, and with sounding praise the songs of Zion are yet sung, after the mirth of Babylon and Edom had long since expired. Christians seek no revenge, but they commit their cause to Him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," and of whom St. Paul writes that it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Also the scoffers of these latter days, who rail at the gospel and corrupt many innocent souls, will not escape the avenging hand of God. Prayer. Lord God of heaven, who art a just and a holy God, avenge thy Christian church of her oppressors and mockers. Restrain the tongues of those who blaspheme thy holy name, and let them not go unpunished, who, with the malice of Satan, go about to corrupt the innocent hearts. Make it publicly known that thou art a living God, who will not be mocked, and uphold thy downtrodden church among so many offenses and tribulations, to the glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ. Amen.